the northern of Australia, we have about 9,000 hectares of sandalwood, and of those, the Northern Territory has about 2,000 or 3,000 hectares.
And the Territory is about to get a few more.
Yes, one of our original institutional investors has exercised two of its remaining options to plant a further 399 hectares in Midway in Douglas Daly area.
So what's the process now? Is the land available and owned by you guys?
Our institution will end up purchasing the land from us, but the land is ready for planting and will be planted in the first half of now the 2015 year.
Obviously, with more hectares being planted to sandalwood, water will be required. Any indication about where the irrigation is going to come from?
The irrigation is all licensed through our Midway property, and so that has all effectively been worked out.
As you mentioned, the land is available for planting, and that sounds like it'll be done, you know, within a matter of months. How soon will that land be productive?
Well, we will plant that, as I said, within this year. It takes about 15 years to get to maturity, so it is a fairly long dated process.
Long time to invest and get no return.
It is. However, our institutional investors particularly have a long-dated investment outlook for their plantations. So it's a particular investor that we're looking at, but the size of the returns potentially in 15 years' time can make up for the long-dated maturity.
Are any of the plantations within the Northern Territory to that point yet?
No. Our first harvest was in the Kununurra region in Western Australia just this year. Northern Territory, our oldest plantations in Northern Territory are about 2 or 3 years of age at the moment, so still a fair way off maturity.
What's sandalwood selling for? What do you get these days a tonne?
We sell it in two. There's two main products that come from our plantations. Either a wood form, which is the heartwood, which we sell with. Currently tendered off some of our recent hardwood for about $100,000 a kilo. But ultimately, we also distill the hardwood into oil, and we've currently got some contracts for sale of oil for up to $4,500 US per kilo.